Mira and Harper Audio present Aura of Night by Heather Graham, performed by Roger Wayne. In memory of Lisa Minetti, brilliant author and storyteller, amazing and beautiful friend, a woman whose smile and infectious laughter made all around her friends, and friends with one another. Prologue.
There's such a rush. You can't begin to imagine the rush, the adrenaline racing through your system. Oh, I suppose every man is different.
You know that, Rory Ayers said, sitting back in the hard metal chair. The accused crossed his arms over his chest, heedless of the clanking chains he was wearing. Ayers's trial wouldn't come up for a few months, but he was being held without bond, charged with kidnapping at the very least, and, by his own confession, multiple murders.
Every man was different, yes,
Special Agent Ragnar Johansson thought. But in this case, every murderer was different. The Bureau and the prosecutors were still trying to unravel the horrors of the Embracer killings, which had been committed by at least two killers, but possibly more.
The Deirdre thing, Ayers began.
You mean the attempted murder of your own daughter? Ragnar asked. Ayers waved a hand in the air.
Not my daughter. I told you, her mother was pregnant when I married her.
You made that choice.
She had the money,
but you raised her daughter.
That never made her mine, and I had to do what I did. Your people were sniffing around Jim Carver, and I had to do something, that idiot. He was supposed to be my disciple. I told him his damned letters to the press were ridiculous.
Still, in the end you were trying to please him, but you kidnapped the wrong woman. Kind of sad the way you capitulated to everything he wanted. I mean, you claim you're the original.
The original Embracer, as some labeled me. Ayers shrugged. I couldn't help the way Carver turned out. The breakout from the bus. They'll throw the book at him for that one.
Ayers's accomplice had managed a dramatic escape from custody, but Ragnar and his team had recaptured him. Ragnar sat back, shaking his head.
I believe that the book is being rightfully thrown at you, but the DA might be convinced to take the death penalty off the table if you cooperate and help us discover the identities of all your victims.
Ayers sat back, laughing.
The death penalty? Oh, please. I'm not going to get the death penalty. Too many good people out there are crying the death penalty is barbaric.
At the moment, Mr. Ayers, the federal prosecutor is seeking the death penalty.
I will live a long life, and you just never know when my circumstances might change. I'm a rich man, even in custody.
Well, I've heard that even for rich men, things can be tough.
Not when you can pay the right people.
Sadly, that could be true. Ragnar had done undercover work once in a federal penitentiary, and he knew there were brotherhoods who offered protection for the right price. He smiled icily. He also knew there were those in prison who despised men like Ayers.
The thing about prison is it can be hard to contain all the personalities, he said. And some people who have been put away in maximum security consider themselves to be above others. Their crimes had just cause, while yours, well, some of those men have daughters. And when they learn you tried to murder a girl you raised,
he shrugged as he let his words fade out. Ragnar was glad to see the tick in the pulse in the man's vein at his throat, a giveaway that he had irritated him. And his words of warning might have been truth. But Ayers managed a smile.
You still just don't know the half of it.
You could help yourself by telling me the half I don't know, Ragnar said.
Send the pretty agent in. You know who I mean. The one Jim wanted so badly.
He started to laugh.
I'd have enjoyed the sister just fine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?